there's a song that sums up Northland to me, it's that one. I love that song, Jody. Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Stream.
We used to sing that on the school bus. We changed the words, so I won't tell you what we changed it to. Fun and Ike FM, Northland's best music, 20 to 10. Jody Edwards, the coordinator of the civil defence here in Whanganui. This actually really is like when you cut off, this is you're on your own, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to look after our people.
We've got to be resilient.
Yeah, we do. So what's the update? What can you tell us?
Oh, well, we fire station is operating. We've got people there. Barney's there looking after that space, and Lance Waddell and Glenn are going down there. Quite a few people there, and we're opening up the beach hall now.
Mm-hmm.
So, because there are a number of people just waiting on the sides of the road.
Yeah.
And waiting for the tides to go down and recede, but for this flood to recede. Mm-hmm. So, just been sending out that message, telling people, come down to the hall. The hall's the biggest space, so Kathleen's operating in there at the moment.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're just, providing a place for people to charge their phones, have a cup of tea.
Yep.
Keep dry.
Stay dry. Yep.
Stay dry.
Yeah, 100%. Yep. And, man, some of the pictures that are coming in are pretty epic.
Yeah.
Did you see Meryl's pictures from the top of Howells Road?
And Charlie Wakeford.
Oh, Charles Wakeford's pictures. Oh, my gosh. Have you seen flooding like that before?
Well, I have.
Oh, you have? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's lame.
Yeah.
on the news, it seems like all of Northland's really been hit because it's leading the news around the place, around the country. Yeah. It's leading the news.
And more rain to come.
Yeah, more rain to come. They reckon they're forecasting for our neck of the woods another 100 mils today.
Right. Yeah.
So we've already had 170, 180 mils. So we're talking about almost 300 mils in one day.
And we've got slips on the road, we've got trees down, there is a car and caravan up the road that's parked that can't back up now.
Mm.
So I think there's a cone up the road there kind of warning cars and that, but yeah, people are just waiting.
Just wait. Do not try and get through. You won't get through and you'll need to be rescued and then you'll look like a dick.
Yeah.
That's the message, isn't it?
Well, yeah, let's just stay off the road until there'll be a sign.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Someone will get through.
The clouds are open.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone will get through, but we don't want people to kind of go through and go through floodwaters and that and get themselves caught out.
And the hall and the fire station will be open for as long as it needs to be, right?
Yeah, so providing a hot drink.
Yeah.
You know, there's biscuits and that there. And bring your own kai too if you need to. And, we'll just make the best of it. Best of a
Exactly. I feel like it's the rain is not as easing. I feel like it is. Just the last hour or so. I mean, it's still consistent. But it's not like it was overnight.
You're looking pretty dry, though.
Well, yeah, I'm saying that. Yeah, you are absolutely soaked through and through, and I'm completely bone dry, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good point you make. It's a good point you make. Yeah, from my perspective, it all looks great.
It does look great. It will go, but I see we've got more rain predicted for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
So.
Have you had any word on South Road to Hikarangi? So,
No, they'll be closed.
That'll be closed?
That'll be closed. Yeah. My sister Robin sent me some videos of over there, and they're fully flooded over there. So.
Okay, so they can't get out either.
So Whanganui
South, get out either. And Whanganui South can't get to Whanganui North either.
No, and it's all very low lying there between Whanganui South and up past Jet and Karen's place.
Yes,
before there, over that one lane bridge.
Yes,
it floods through there. So
stay put, stay safe, stay dry. And call for help if you need it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Legend, thank you, Jody. We were going to do a show at 10 o'clock. Do you still want to do that? Oh, we're busy, eh?
Yeah.
We've got other things to talk about. You're in civil defence mode.
I'm going to wreck your seat.
Yeah, you are. I feel like you should be in an orange jacket, as a civil defence person.
Yeah, but they don't work. You know, you got to stay dry.
Yeah.
This is a Kiwaka jacket. Big money, though.
Are they actually made in Kiwaka?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well,
big money. If you're going to get a good raincoat, here's a promo. Get the Kiwaka brand. It's expensive, but it does the job.
What are you paying for a Kiwaka jacket?
Oh, I don't know. Something like this, probably close to $500-$600.
Holy my! We pay principals too much.
No.
You need one if you're the civil defence coordinator.
I need to stay dry.
You need to stay dry, exactly.
Yeah.
Just be like me, stay inside.
That's nice. Yeah. Yep.
Good on you, Jody. Thank you, mate. We'll keep updating you through the day, of course. And Jody, we'll keep updating. We'll keep talking to you as well. Good on you, mate. Thank you. Bachman Turner Overdrive now, taking care of business. 9:45, Whanganui FM.